For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is seeking to walk back a tweet from President Trump calling for an end to the Russian election meddling probe, saying he was expressing an opinion and not giving an order to the Justice Department. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said President Trump wants the special counsel to end it because it's corrupt.
The president is stating his opinion.
Sir, do those tweets account as interference, sir?
The president ignored questions about a series of tweets that suggested a new level of anxiety. This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now.
I have recused myself.
Because of that decision, Jeff Sessions can take no action. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has overseen Mueller's probe, which began over a year ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Three Ukrainians are under arrest after alleged cyber attacks on more than 100 companies here in the United States. Federal officials said during a press conference in Seattle that three Ukrainian hackers led some of the cyber attacks that happened to many of the large companies. The group, which is called Fin7, used malware to infiltrate into a total of 3,600 businesses in America. The man who shot and killed a Houston doctor who once treated former President George H.W. Bush is still out there, but police have now identified him as 62-year-old Joe Pappas. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says the shooting may have stemmed from something that happened decades ago.
The suspect's mother was a patient of the doctor and died during surgery over 20 years ago. So it appears that this may be a 20-year-old grudge that this man held.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A new report finds the nation's job market is booming, and USA's Chris Barnes is breaking it down.
The Wednesday report released by the private payroll firm ADP shows the economy added 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, and that's more than 20% above what analysts were predicting. It's also the biggest one-month gain since February in the ADP survey. That's when private sector employers created 241,000 jobs. The government's full employment report is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Chicago Cubs fan that was hurt by a metal pin that fell out of the scoreboard at Wrigley Field says he may sue the Cubs. Kyle McAleer says a plastic bucket that he was wearing on his head probably saved his life, and he is still considering a lawsuit against the Cubs, even though they've sent him gifts, including a jersey. McAleer was sitting with his family and friends underneath the Wrigley Field's manual scoreboard when a loose pin rolled out of the scoreboard and hit him on the head during a game. The 20-year-old man from Iowa said he began wearing the bucket with his family as a rally cap after he saw former Cubs player Starlin Castro wear one a few years ago. McAleer said, luckily, he put the bucket on his head about a half an inning before the injury happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.